Good morning, Victor. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning. Morning.
Thank you both for joining me today.
Of course.
And we're going to chat about the Cameron Boyce Foundation. Can you believe we're coming up, on a year anniversary already?
No, you cannot believe that.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing. It's kind of, not kind of, it is surreal still.
And all the things that you guys have been able to do in that year, I was reading some of the highlights before you joined me today. And of course, the Cameron Boyce Foundation is in honor of your son, Cameron Boyce, who passed away. Mm-hmm. And my niece, Mary, loved him so much. He inspired her. Now, she came to me about 2 weeks ago. No joke. She came to me 2 weeks ago and she said, "Uncle Chad, I want to be an actress now," because she was such a big fan of his in the series The Descendants. And now she's on this pathway to wanting to be an actress, and she's super serious about it. And I told her I would mention that to you guys when I had you on the show today.
How old is she?
She'll be going into second grade.
Oh, she's old. Okay.
So she's starting young.
School plays would be good.
Yeah. Cameron started again. Cameron started about 7 years old with print ads.
Isn't that something? And then what he went on to do is just incredible. The resume he had.
Yeah, we never thought it was going to be like this.
Right.
Let's talk about some of the highlights that you guys have been able to do. You know, you took something so terrible. I can't even imagine one parent to another. You took something so tragic and terrible, and you turned it into something so amazing for other people with the Cameron Boyce Foundation. And from the highlights I was reading, you've been able to donate $25,000 to Inner City Arts for arts programs, which was important to Cameron. $15,000 to Cure. $8,000 to Thirst Projects to build a well in Uganda. I mean, it's just amazing what you have been able to do out of such tragedy that your family experienced.
Well, you know, the thing about that is, you know, it was so painful and so hurtful. You know, we needed an outlet. We needed to do something with our pain. And, you know, we thought, like, what would Cameron want us to do? And immediately it was obvious to continue what he was already doing. And also, we don't want anybody else, any other parent, to suffer the way we had. You know, people lose children, you know, to all kinds of different things. But, you know, this was something that was just blindsided us so hard that, you know, we just couldn't stand the thought of anyone else going through this. So, you know, it's multifaceted as far as what we want to do. You know, we would like to cure epilepsy, which obviously is a humongous, daunting thing. But if you don't start somewhere, you know, it'll never happen. And since we have this platform and Cameron's voice and, like, your niece and, you know, people globally know him, we do have a voice, as small as we are, and we just feel compelled to use that and to make a difference.
For those that don't know, their son Cameron Boyce passed away, I believe it was a year ago last week, in his sleep due to sudden unexpected death and epilepsy.
Correct.
And so now, not only did you have the death anniversary last week, but now you have the foundation, which you quickly started. And again, all the things I mentioned before that you've been able to do, what are the plans now moving forward after this year anniversary now?
So we are working on something called Wielding Peace, which is something that Cameron started prior to his passing, which really was about giving young people opportunities to find creative outlets, whether it be dance or music or, you know, photography, whatever it is that they find some creative outlets. And you know, he was taking photographs of, you know, celebrities or friends that are wielding something very peaceful.
As opposed to being violent, as opposed to picking up a gun and shooting up the school.
Right.
You know, that was the goal, was to... You know, a lot of people feel disenfranchised. A lot of people feel hopeless. They don't have guidance at home or whatever the case may be. You know, Cameron felt like if they had just something else to focus on, maybe they would, you know, turn a different way.
And, you know, Cameron was here with us on Earth such a short time, but when you look at his resume, he really left a mark. I mean, just with what he did with Jesse, and that ran from 2011 to 2015, where he played Luke Ross in that.
Yes.
And then, of course, The Descendants, which, like I was saying with my nieces, I mean, they just love that show. So he left such an imprint on people in a short amount of time.
He did. He did. And, you know, he did a lot of other stuff. I think the most amazing thing to me about my son was how selfless he was. Like, you know, he would always stop to take a picture with fans. If he were at a restaurant eating dinner, he would always take the time. If people said hello, he would always speak. If people were rude to him, he wouldn't reciprocate rudeness. He would still be nice, because that happens sometimes. So, you know, I really, truly, honestly don't know how he came out the way he did, but he was genuine in his giving and selflessness. And I think people gravitate to that, and they saw that even through, you know, they didn't look at him as just a Luke Ross or Carlos DeVille or whatever he was playing at the time. You know, they recognized him as an individual, as Cameron Boyce, who was genuinely just nice.
I don't know if this is a blessing or a curse for Cameron, but he's so recognizable,
yeah,
too. You know, that's the problem.
Oh,
so
yeah,
bless his heart that he was so kind to everybody, because he's so recognizable, too.
You couldn't miss him. The freckles, you just couldn't,
yeah,
miss him.
So imagine fans could spot him a mile away, I would imagine.
They did. And front to back. Like, he had a certain way he walked. And I mean, people recognized him. It was just amazing how far away people recognized him.
Mm-hmm.
It trips me out. Like, wow. How did you see him?
You were talking about, you know, how he turned out, and you were wondering how he turned out to be such a fine young man. And from my experience being a dad, it comes down to the parents and the home environment that he was raised in. So I think the two of you deserve a lot of credit for the man that he grew up to be. So
thank you.
And that tells me a lot about you. Again, going back, as a parent, you take your worst nightmare and you turn that into something so beautiful, and what you guys have been able to do with the Cameron Boyce Foundation and what you have planned for the future. People that are listening and they want to get involved, what's the best place to do that? Should they go to the website? Should they reach you on social media? How can they be a part of the Cameron Boyce Foundation?
Well, I think the best way is to go to the CameronBoyceFoundation.org. It connects you to all of our social media. So everything is right there. It's a one-stop place to go. It's constantly being updated. It's beautiful. It gives you more information about Cameron if you want to get a little more personal about him. It gives you more information about what we're currently doing. It gives you information about who we've helped and who we've partnered with, which is very important, because, you know, the more partnerships and collaborations we can have together, you know, the more effective we'll be as an organization. And like I said, we're very small, and so we're partnering with bigger, you know, more well-funded organizations to try and find a cure or research dollars. And so any little, even if you can donate like $5 or $2, all that really, really helps, because collectively it comes out to be a lot of money, and that's how we're going to make a difference. So, you know, we've had some donors that have been amazing, like I'm shocked at how much they put in. And so we are heavily invested in making that, you know, work for the cause. And, you know, it's a big responsibility, and we take it very seriously.
Victor and Libby Boyce joining me on the show today. They're the parents of the late Cameron Boyce. I promised my niece, who was so wanting badly to join me on this interview and be at the radio station, I promised her that I would ask you guys, what is some advice you have for her to get started in this business? Obviously, you guys were cheerleaders to Cameron and helped guide him. What would be maybe a piece of advice you could offer her to get started in this business?
Honestly, what I said about having her do a few productions with her school or whatever her, you know, I don't know what grade she's in, but generally they have those
second grade.
So they have little school productions, and that would be a good start. You know, it's something a lot of kids think they want to be in acting. And, you know, obviously it looks like all fun and games, but it's really not. And it's very, very hard work. So it's something they have to really figure out if they love. I mean, just love.
I was going to say that.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of ups and downs and highs and lows, you know.
Here's the thing. If she wants to really do it, first of all, mom or dad has to be committed to going on auditions. That's the hardest part for most people, because most people work, and auditions are during work hours. So, and also school hours. So she would have to occasionally miss school to go on auditions, and somebody's going to have to take her on the auditions. And it can be kind of grueling, a little bit cruel, because you go in, you're all excited, and then you're in and out, and then nothing happens.
Right.
So, you know, it can be a little disappointing. So you got to have a little thick skin, and you have to kind of wait it out. You have to be very patient. And then if something happens, then you got to be prepared to work. And like my wife said, it's not all glamour. It's a job, but it can be very rewarding, obviously. And it's just a matter of temperament. You know, some people are up for it, and most people are not. And that's why it's very rare. You know, child actors are very rare, you know, in generally speaking, because it's really hard. It's hard on the parents. It's hard on the kid. You know, your school life is weird. And it works out for a few, and for most, they fall off. I've seen so many kids just fall off. And I'm still amazed that Cameron went as far as he did, because I never thought it was going to be like this. When we first started in print, I figured we'd do a couple of print ads, and that would be it. And he just kept going and going and going. And I would always ask him, do you still want to do this? Like, I asked him for years. And next thing I knew, he was 15, 16 years old and had his own show, Gamer's Guide. It's like, it just went by so fast.
That is so amazing.
But it's something that you have to be dedicated to, like, more than just, hey, I want to do that. It's a little more serious than that.
I know I've got maybe a minute left with you, too, so I'd like to ask both of you to answer this question. I know this might be a tough one. But of all the things that Cameron did, if you put everything together, whether it be print or movies or TV, what was your favorite project that Cameron was involved in?
Oh, wow.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I mean, I would say just that, you know, after Disney, Cameron really wanted to, you know, show his acting chops, that he really was more than just a Disney actor.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, all of the things he sort of did after Disney were things that didn't come out until after he passed. So they're a little bit challenging for us to watch. But those are the things where I just feel really proud that he had sort of jumped the gap between Disney and other work and was very, very serious about it and really took it extremely, extremely seriously.
He did an indie movie called Runt that it has not been released. It's an indie, and we're trying to get it distribution for it, but it was shown at the Mammoth Film Festival. It won some awards. And his performance in it was amazing, and it was completely different from anything he had done before. Really stretched his acting, and you know, he would have been super proud of it. I think he did see it, you know, not in the final cut, but you know, when we saw it, you know, we were blown away. And like my wife said, it was super bittersweet. So we hope that gets released so people can see a different side of Cameron, a more adult, very serious side, not just like a you know, comedy thing.
Sure.
So, you know, he's done so many things. I'm proud of everything that he did, but I think he would have been most proud of that because he wanted that challenge, and he rose to it.
I know I speak for all of his fans for thanking you for sharing Cameron Boyce with the world and giving us such a fine young man, a talented actor, and a philanthropist. And thank you both for continuing his work in philanthropy with the Cameron Boyce Foundation. And for those that want to get involved and help celebrate the year anniversary and what they have planned for the new year, just go to thecameronboycefoundation.org and you can work with Victor and Libby. Thank you both so much for taking the time to call in.
Thanks for letting me on the show. For the advice, too,
for my niece. She's going to love it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Take care.
God bless you both.
Okay, thank you.
You too.